Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.
Now, you're very welcome back to Breakfast Business with me, Emmett Oliver, sitting in this morning for Joe Lone this Friday morning. Now, as we know, it's been a problem for many, many years, the idea of email fraud. Our SMEs are suffering other issues, of course, hard to get staff and, of course, rising energy costs. So they don't need this, but they are apparently losing 10 million a year through email related scams. That's in calendar year 2023. And now here to discuss it with me is Niamh Davenport, who's head of financial crime at the Banking and Payments Federation. Good morning to you, Niamh.
Good morning. How are you?
Very well. This is a bit concerning. I mean, people might say listening in, 10 million, you know, comparatively small amount of money. But when you put it in the sector, it's actually a huge hit. Are you noticing a very strong increase, or is this just sort of business as usual and the fraudsters have just got a little bit more sophisticated?
Well, the scams are nothing new in the sense of the type of scams that we're seeing, but the increase is almost 25% from the previous year. So it's a significant increase. And as you said, 10 million might not seem like a lot in terms of some of the figures we hear in the news these days, but an average loss is about 12,000 euro. For an SME, that's a significant loss. You mentioned there, you know, the different rising costs for running a business and different things like that. So 12,000 euro would be very hard for a small business to stomach.
And do we have any idea where they're coming from or why this increase might be happening? Or is it just they're getting better at it? Or is it because the defences that the SMEs have, the various software and so on, is failing? Or can you pinpoint where the issue is arising?
It's probably all of above. So like I said, invoice redirection is probably the most common email scam that we've seen. And fraudsters tend to be kind of cyclical in their nature. So we've seen a big push in the last year on these type of ones in particular. And essentially what this is where a business would get an email and it would say that we have new bank account details for all future payments. Can you pay this bank account? So there's no request for payment. There's nothing like that. It's simply, here's our new bank account details. And what happens is the next time you get an actual legitimate email in, or sorry, a legitimate invoice in, you pay that invoice, but you're paying the fraudster's bank account or account controlled by the fraudster. So there's nothing new about it, but they are sophisticated. They are professionals. Technology is a lot better these days. And the difference is compared to a couple of years ago is it's not things like bad grammar that we're noticing or different things like that. It's they're actually hacking into the supplier systems a lot of the time. So they're actually using legitimate emails. So technology, just busy lives. They're also taking advantage of things like hybrid working. So, you know, maybe if we got one of these emails and we're sitting beside somebody in the office, we might check with them and say, does this look a bit funny to you? Whereas we don't do that if we're sitting at home by ourselves.
No.
So all of these factors play into the hands of the fraudsters.
Yeah, I mean, as you say, a phone call to the other company, you know, yes, a phone call, they do still happen, might be enough to diffuse this just by saying, oh, by the way, Joe or Susan or whatever the other person is, and say, have you changed your banking? You know, that might sniff out a lot of these scams.
Yes, because one of the reasons SMEs are targeted is because they maybe don't have the same robust security system that a large organization would have. But some of the simplest things you can do that don't cost any money to install is something like a phone call. So if you get one of these emails to say we've new bank account details, pick up the phone. Contact a regular person that you deal with in the company and say, have you changed your bank account details? Let them confirm over the phone. Do not let them confirm by email, because you can't trust the email if you get one of these. It's a really verbal, just talking to
maybe
people.
Even
we're
pick
good
up,
at talking.
Pick up something as exotic as a landline, you know, that might be your friend
exactly,
in this case.
Exactly.
Do we have any idea, I always ask this question because I'm kind of intrigued by it, but who are the fraudsters? Is it the usual suspects? Is it coming from a particular part of the world? Or who are they? Do we have any idea whatsoever from any of the research or things you've heard?
Yeah, so we work closely with An Garda Síoch Chónaithe, and some of the things we've seen over the years, that this is a global problem. So there may be people based here, but they're based all over the world. It's all connected as well to money laundering. So it's really important to understand that it's not likely to be somebody chancing their arm down the road, just chancing to get a couple of hundred euro out of you. This is an organized crime. It is funding very serious crimes such as drug trafficking, human trafficking and things like that. So it's a really well-run business, I suppose, if you want to put it like that. fraudsters are doing this full time. It is their full time business. So it's, that's why this, you know, things have changed over the last years and have got a lot more, I suppose, using the technology and different things that we mentioned there, it's a lot more sophisticated. I hate using that word, but it really is more sophisticated.
Yeah, and you know, fraud smart play a role in getting these figures out there. I suppose that's a deterrent of a deterrent value in itself. Is it possible as well that SMEs, because they are SMEs, they don't have the money to invest in very complex IT departments and online defences? Do they need to sort of maybe review that a bit and say, hang on, maybe we just need to have a fresh look at the budget here. Maybe we need to upgrade our software a bit more. Maybe we need to actually hire someone full time on this area. Like, is while I'm not blaming the SMEs, is there an opportunity to just have a fresh look at this? When it's going up by the amount you're talking about, maybe we just need to be better and bolster those defences a little bit more.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, there is, if you don't want to hire people, there's definitely companies out there that can do your IT for you. But at the same time, if you don't have the funds for that, there are very simple things you can do, like having that policy in place. For example, if you get an email saying that you've got new bank account details, to have a policy in place where you have that, you to pick up the phone, as we said. There's also different things you could do, like making sure that there's two people oversee a payment before the payment is made. And one of the biggest and simplest things you can do, it's just fraud awareness and training. So what we would say is go onto the FraudSmart website, fraudsmart.ie, have a look at our brochure there. There's all the scams that are impacting businesses, and there's advice on each one of those, and advice that costs absolutely nothing to do. So there's, well, 100% if you can invest in IT and make sure that your security is up to date, and simple things like antivirus and all of that kind of thing, there are other things that you can do. So I do recommend going onto the FraudSmart website and having a look at the brochure there as well.
Yeah, as you said, people just need to get informed. That doesn't cost any money. It costs a bit of time, of course. But
exactly. Being alert is one of the best things. Just being on your watch for these type of things is the best thing that you can do, or the simplest thing that you can do.
Okay, listen, you're playing your own part by coming on this morning. We do appreciate it. Niamh Davenport, who's Head of Financial Crime at the Banking and Payments Federation. Thank you.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.